Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
617-655-1234. We have Lucy from Woonsocket, Rhode Island, my all-time favorite town in Rhode Island. Good morning, Lucy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. This is a wild story. Apparently, Lucy got his car by a dog. What happened?
My dad was in the Army, and we had just came back from, I don't know where, but we just came back from Rhode Island, and he introduced me to his friend who had a dog, a Saint Bernard. And the dog was sitting on the bulkhead, and I'd never been around dogs. And they said, ask him for his paw, so I did it when I was all by myself. I said, can I have the paw? He gave me his paw, but he took off the whole side, right side of my face, my lip, my eyelid, the whole thing. So now they had to do reconstructive surgery. I have a scar on my lip.
How old were you, Lucy, when this happened?
I was about 5 or 6.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
St. Bernard's a big paw.
Wow, but you're okay.
I'm fine, and I'm not afraid of dogs. Like,
that's
I love dogs. And my parents was always like, no, 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 don't go near the dog after...
Course.
The dog accidentally took off my face. But, no, I'm
That's
not afraid of him. I let him in my face.
Wow, what a story.
It's great, but people look at my lip and they're like, oh, my God, what happened to your lip? And I'm like, long story, let's not.
Do they really say
it.
That to you? How about none of your business?
Yeah.
How about mind your business? How about you don't talk to people about things that they can't change?
Tell them an octopus bit you. See where that goes. Wow.
Can you imagine?
Lucy, thank you for sharing that story with us this morning.
Wow, just asking for a paw.
It's a big dog, right?
Big.
It's a big dog. Alicia, how did you get your scar?
I was at my brother's baseball game when I was younger, and we went up to the snack bar and ordered, handed a jelly donut that had apparently just come out of the oven and another snack. So I was hands full and holding everything very gently. And the jelly donut just started to bubble up and boil over. And now I have 2 drip scars on the side of my wrist. And I'm 38 years old.
They were making the donuts. They were frying them right there in at the baseball game.
Well, it was at a snack shack, so I'm sure they got them from Dunkin's and tossed them in the microwave or something.
Oh,
did you get a third-degree burn from jelly?
I got a third-degree burn from a jelly donut, and never will I jelly again.
Did your parents sue them?
Yeah, if this happened now, you'd be a millionaire.
Right? From a child's baseball league?
Yeah. We would bankrupt their Babe Ruth league.
We're going to go sue the snack shack that makes sure that the little leaguers have bats.
I would walk in front of a donut shop and just fall down. Yeah. Like, look what happened to me.
This would forever be known as Alicia Field if that happened to my kid.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, thanks for calling.
Don't let my brother live it down.
Oh, that's funny. All right, thanks, Alicia. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Good morning, Kaya.
Hi.
Hi. You had a scar. What happened?
Oh, so I was over my friend's house, and I decided that I wanted to bend down and pick up a penny that I seen on the floor, and I popped my knee and snapped it.
Picking up a penny?
Yeah. I told the surgeon I was chasing a dog.
Dan, does that sound familiar to you?
I've popped my knee so many times, dude. Oh,
never, it's still not
never
here,
picking up a penny. That's a bad return runner. On investment.
So the rhyme isn't right. Find a penny. Pick it up
penny,
all day long. You'll have good luck.
I thought
and a broken
technically
knee.
When it's heads up. It can't
that's
be heels.
That is true.
To be heads.
Who even knows if she got to pick up the penny? It might have popped before she grabbed
it. I'm guessing
not. Oh, ouch.
I literally picked it up and I felt the pop as soon as that was
getting
up. All
right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Oh, that makes me queasy. I have so
I
many
love
knee
you guys.
Problems.
Hey, we love
Bye.
You too. Thanks. Hannah's from Draken. Hey, Hannah.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. How'd you get your scar?
So when I was 2 years old, I was dancing on the kitchen table. My mom told me to get down, and I, of course, said no. And then eventually I got down, and I slipped and hit my eye on the table. So my dad takes me to the emergency room, and the doctor's looking at me. He leaves. He comes back with a police officer. 2 weeks prior, my twin sister had split her head open, so the doctor thought it was the same child.
Oh, and he was getting the police to do a wellness check.
Yeah, yeah. And the police officer looked at me and said, what happened? And my dad started talking, and he said, no, I was talking to her.
But all is well.
So are we talking emotional scars? What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. No, it's just funny because, of course, you know, my dad was like, wouldn't she have stitches in her forehead still? And so, yeah, it was like...
Two different babies. It's
this
okay.
Took a turn. This took a weird turn.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Hannah.
Yeah, it was a funny story. You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
All right, bye. Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.